Biggest warden for a period during his time in the Buller Parish in Westport. and I now live on the central coast of New South Wales. More than I guess. I do have a letter on behalf of the parish. The biggest warden and the people's warden have written a very brief letter, you'll be pleased to know, that I would like to read to you. When the faster pastor arrived at Westport, we had to rename him the quicker vicar, seeing as he was changing to be an Anglican priest. On a trip towards Nelson, our vicar's warden soon realised this vicar was a down-to-earth man of God. No real pretentiousness. What you see is what you get. This trip was the beginning of a shared and growing friendship, which over time developed a good working relationship. Steve developed a vision for us as a parish that was to form the focus for our development over the next 8.5 years. He started with teaching us the real basics of the Bible, leading on to pathway, prayer, adoration, teaching, healing, worship, and you. Steve established a Holy Spirit-based ministry at our church, and although we never achieved the great revival he hoped for, Steve did lay a great foundation to build on. As a down-to-earth vicar, Steve is a person who relates to the church family in ways that many have appreciated, and they have grown in their faith, their relationship with God, with each other, and their communities. Steve also has a heart for and cares about community life. So on behalf of the Buller Anglican Parish, we send him to you with our blessing, love, and ongoing prayer support. We pray for ongoing growth in his ministry and blessings for you all as his new church family. God bless you all as we share life's journey together with Stephen Fender. Yours in Christ, Peter Dustin, Vicar's Warden, and Marilyn Waring, People's Warden. Thank you.
My name is Brian Hopkinson. I'm from the Buller Parish. Steve is a good friend of mine and also my mentor at Toastmasters, and I have to make sure he gets here safely. I have a message from a very special person from our church. Please convey my love and God's blessing to Glenda and Steve on this precious day. I'm proud of both of them and commend them to your congregation, who will find the ministry that Steve will offer stimulating and uplifting. You will all be in my prayers this evening. Signed, Len. Len is Glenda's 81-year-old father.
Bishop Jeremy, we commend you, Stephen Walker, with gratitude for his ministry in our parish. We pray that the people of Tamana will listen to welcome, love, and support in the ministry he begins today.
We give thanks for the care and concern that the parish of Buller had for Stephen, and pray for them as they continue to minister in Christ's name. Thank you, sir. My brothers and sisters, we're gathered here to commission Stephen Walkner as priest in charge of this parish. This ministry continues the good work done through recent years in this community, and is part of the work and witness of the whole church. It is a new beginning, and Stephen brings particular gifts to our ministry together. And so as we prepare to commission Stephen and recommit ourselves to serving God's mission, let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, confident in God's forgiveness. Pray together.
Merciful God, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do, we have not loved you with our whole Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, who has promised forgiveness to all who turn to Him in faith, pardon them and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, our Shepherd, in every generation you call ministers of your word and sacraments. Equip them to preach the gospel, to care for your people, and to show forth the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forevermore.
Amen. The first reading for this evening is from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, which is found on page 208 of the Bibles. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Hear the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The heavens declare the glory of God.
And the world proclaims His handiwork.
One day tells it to another.
And heart to heart communicates knowledge.
There is no speech or language.
Nor are their voices heard.
Yet their sound has gone out throughout the whole world.
And their words
He has pitched a tent for the sun,
which shines out as the light from his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its course.
Its rising is at one end of the heavens, and its circuit to their farthest bound.
And nothing is hidden from its feet.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
The command of the Lord is true, and makes wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right and rejoice the heart.
The command of the Lord is pure and His light is the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever.
The judgments of the Lord are unchanging and the righteous fear none.
More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold.
Sweeter also than honey, than honey that drips from the comb.
Moreover, by them is your servant taught. Who can know their own unwitting sins? Keep your servant also from presumptuous sins, lest they get the mastery over me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
Our New Testament readings from Ephesians can be found on page 1158. But to each one of us, the grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's full works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful, scheming ways. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows. come in love, as each part does its work. Hear the word of the Lord.
Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you.
the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God is near you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What a great night for the parish of Kawana Orbits. Terrific to be here, terrific to see a nice full church and the level of excitement and hope and wondering about what the next chapter holds for the church in this place. And those words from the Old Testament echo in my ears, as they may for you, Steve. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Sometimes that takes a bit of work. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, even when you are tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. Trickiness, craftiness, and deceitful scheming seems like any number of parish council meetings. In fact, sometimes it takes more than strength and courage, more than strength and courage to hold on to that faith that God is with you amongst all of those things. Because you see, strength and courage so often turn in on themselves. Strength and courage are so often expressed as arrogance or power. Or they manifest themselves as us being over and against those who are not like us or who believe differently to us. They distance us and entrench a sense of disconnectedness. Courage and strength, from another vantage point, can sometimes look like weakness and fear. Because often they manifest themselves in building the walls higher and higher and raising the drawbridge to protect ourselves from anyone who is different to us. Rather than building connections and building bridges, sometimes when we draw ourselves up to full height with courage and with strength, it dashes any chance of building connections. It seems to me it's one of the great gifts of social media. You know, I have more and more friends on Facebook who look more and more like me. And the terrific thing is, on Facebook, I don't have to engage with anyone who will upset me or challenge me or make me grumpy. I just unfriend them. And I can go on safe in my little bubble of people who think and vote and pray and believe exactly as I do. And the bother is that that's not the real world. It's not the real world out there, and it's not the world of the church either. And maybe that's why we're facing an epidemic of loneliness and anxiety and depression. In the last several months, I've read article after article after article which says that levels of anxiety, levels of loneliness are at an all-time high. I just read a great little book by a fellow called Johann Hari called Lost Connections. it wonders whether there's more to this epidemic of depression than just a chemical imbalance in some people's brains, and whether the increasing prevalence of depression is because of the increasing disconnectedness that people experience in their lives. Harry says, the internet was born into a world where many people had already lost their sense of connection to each other. The collapse had already been taking place for decades by then. And the internet arrived, offering them a kind of parody of what they were losing. Facebook friends in place of neighbours. Video games in place of meaningful work. Status updates in place of status in the real world. The comedian Mark Maron once said that every status update on Facebook is just a variation on a single thing. Would someone please acknowledge me? And Harry says, what if depression is in fact a form of grief? A grief for our own lives as they should be. What if it's a form of grief for the connections that we've lost, yet we still need? He finishes by saying, loneliness isn't the physical absence of people. It's the sense that you're not sharing anything that matters with anyone else. If you have lots of people around you, perhaps even a husband or wife or family or a busy workplace, he says, but you aren't sharing things that matter, then you're still lonely. See, this is the world into which you are being commissioned for ministry. A world where lost and lonely people have a deep hunger for something that matters. A world where there's all sorts of trickery and craftiness and deceitful scanning. A world where courage and strength of the right sort are needed if we're going to stay the course. And it's a world where the church often looks out of place, despite the fact that connection is what we're all about. And it's our core business, connecting people with each other and with God. Connecting people with the gospel that's changed our lives and will change other lives. It seems to me we have a pearl of great price. And if only people trusted us enough, they might glimpse its beauty and want to come and be part of what we have. And they might then know the transformation that's possible when we live the gospel. Mark Oakley, who's a priest in England, tells the story of an old shepherd in a field behind his grandmother's house in Shropshire. He says, one time I saw old Tom in a field carrying a real shepherd's crook. And so Mark writes, so I joked with him that my boss, the bishop, had one of those as well. And I asked him if he really used it to reach out and hook naughty sheep and pull them in. Mark says that old Tom looked me in the eye and he said, actually, the best use for this is to stick it down firmly in the ground so that I can hold on to it so tight that I become still enough that the sheep learn to trust me. Which is probably what we might hope for ministry in any parish. And the ministry of any marriage, that the sheep might learn to trust us. It reminds me of the Benedictine vow of stability, a vow that talks about a commitment to a place and a community. But it's far more than just a commitment to a place, their physical place. The vow of stability for the Benedictines is about availability and presence. And to honour that vow, the Benedictine tradition means to strive always to be present in mind and body, seeking to engage people at a deeper level, seeking to connect in a way that matters. One Benedictine monk writes, "Stability demands that we be generous in sharing our lives by allowing others to help us. That we're ready to share ourselves through contributions to the common life and by hospitably accepting and honouring each one's contribution to our effort to be more than just a bunch of individuals sharing a place. But being, as the book of Acts tells us, one in heart and soul." If the church could look a bit more like that, we might begin to look a bit more like the church that is painted in the letter to the Ephesians, a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. A church where we are deeply connected to the community that surrounds us, deeply connected to each other, and deeply connected to Christ. Christ, the head, who builds us up in love. In that passage we heard this evening, into him who is the head, into Christ. And like old Tom's shepherd's crook, there is our anchor. Something into which we can rest and be still until others can trust us there. When I was in England at the beginning of the year for Baby Bishop's school, it's true. When I was there, the Archbishop of Canterbury came to speak to us on one day, and he said, "You know, the miracle of the church is not that like-minded people get together." He said, "The miracle of the church is that only because of the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus the Christ and the sending of the Holy Spirit that you can take the most unlike people in the world who think differently about so many things, and can bring them to the point of washing one another's feet." He said, "This is the prophetic word that we have for a world that so often has as its default division and distrust and disconnectedness. And it's those things that turn to bitterness and persecution." Steve, it does take courage to commit yourself to all of this. Just as it takes the people of Kiwanis Waters courage to have invited you. And you will need strength. The work of mission and ministry hasn't got any easier since those first 72 were sent out all those years ago, like lambs into the midst of wolves. But it seems to me that if the church is going to be a parable of the kingdom, or a foretaste of heaven, or if we're going to fulfill our call as the people of God to give glory to God, then more than courage or strength, you'll need love. A love of God. A love of God's people. God's people within and outside the church. A love of the gospel. Because when our lives are lived in love and our churches are full of love, our engagement with the world is grounded in love, it's then that we'll find a new confidence to proclaim the kingdom of God has come here. So it's a great joy to be here tonight to commission you in all of that. With strength and courage and love. May they be the hallmarks of the vision and ministry in this place, tonight, and in the name of God.
Greetings to the Reverend Stephen Hoffman, to be commissioned as priests in charge by the parish of the Wine Walls.
Steve, do you believe that you're called by God to this new ministry? Do you, Stephen Walkman, in the presence of this congregation, commit yourself to this new priestly leadership now entrusted to you?
I do, the Lord be my God.
Will you take your place in the life and counsels of the church gladly and willingly, following the godly and lawful directions of your bishop?
I will, by God's grace.
And do you, the people of this parish, also commit yourselves to share in God's mission?
We do.
Now, the Archdeacon to read the license.
The license comes from the Archbishop, and it reminds Steve and reminds this parish of our connectedness through the diocese. And so it's written in legal language. So I'll just read just a short part, the kind of the core parts for us. To our beloved in Christ, an obedient greeting. We hereby give and grant to you, in whose fidelity, morals, learning, and sound doctrine, we do fully confide our license and authority in accordance with and subject to our powers and prerogatives, and the Constitution and Canons of the Anglican Church of Australia and of this our diocese. For so long as you shall continue to hold the office of priest in charge of the said parish of Kawana Waters, to perform the office of priest within our said diocese and jurisdiction, in preaching the word of God, and in administering the sacraments, and performing all other ecclesiastical duties belonging to the said office, according to the rites and ceremonies of the Anglican Church of Australia. In witness whereof we have caused our seal, which we use in this behalf, to be hereto affixed on the 27th day of July in the year of our Lord 2018, and in the 21st year of our consecration.
Julie's happy to gather with people afterwards and explain exactly what. Stephen, may God pour grace upon you abundantly and be with you in your worship and work. May you be faithful as God who calls you is faithful. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour.
Amen.
So Stephen, I commission you as priest in charge of the parish of Kawana, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Stephen, receive this charge, which is mine and yours, and accept the care and leadership of this parish. Stephen, my brother, I set you in your place among the people of this parish. May you be faithful as God who has called you is faithful. Stephen, may God pour upon you the abundance of his grace and prosper all you do in God's name. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Be faithful,
and humble master, so that together we may pray in good news of Christ.
Brothers and sisters, I present you Stephen Walkman, now commissioned as priest in charge of this parish. So now there are the parish, who will come forward and bring symbols of the ministry to which Stephen has been called. So today's service is a celebration of Steve's commissioning for priestly ministry in this parish. It's also an opportunity for all the people of the parish, together with Steve, to renew their commitment in serving God's mission. I invite you to join with Steve in making that commitment now. Stephen, take this Bible. Always be faithful in reading, studying, and meditating upon the scriptures. Encourage the study of God's word and be diligent in proclaiming the gospel.
I commit myself to this ministry and give thanks for God's written word and affirm this ministry.
We must diligently hear, read, and study the Holy Scriptures.
So take this prayer book. Be among your people as a person of prayer, faithfully ordering the worship of the church and administering its pastoral offices.
I commit myself to this ministry and give thanks to God for the prayer and worship of all God's people.
We commit ourselves to God in prayer and worship.
Take this water. Be faithful in administering holy baptism according to the command of Christ and the order and discipline of this church.
I commit myself to this ministry and give thanks to God for the new life he has given us in his Son Jesus.
Exercise your ordination commission to reconcile sins.
I give thanks to God for the forgiveness we find in his Son Jesus, and I will constantly seek his guidance in exercising his ministry.
We give our only forgiveness and seek grace to reconcile to God.
Take this holy oil. Anoint the people of God for healing and strengthening.
I give thanks for the healing power of Christ, and I trust in God's strength in exercising this ministry.
We will pray for sick and suffering and for those who need the healing power.
Take this bread and wine. Be diligent in celebrating with God's people the Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ.
I give thanks to God for the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, and will be faithful in this ministry.
Just they take these symbols of the life of this community in all that you do and say. May Christ our Lord be with you.
I give thanks to God for his word, Jesus Christ, and I seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit as I carry out this ministry.
Steve, may the Lord, who has given you the will to do all these things, give you grace and power to fulfill them.
I am.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks in Christ.
All glory and honor be yours always and everywhere. Mighty Creator, ever living God. We give you thanks and praise for our Saviour Jesus Christ, who by the power of your Spirit was born of Mary and lived as one of us. By his death on the cross and rising to new life, he offered the one true sacrifice for sin and obtained an eternal deliverance for his people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Merciful God, thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and wine. We pray that by your word and Holy Spirit, we who eat and drink them may be partakers of Christ's body and blood. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. When he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup. And again, giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood, of the new covenant, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we do as our Saviour has commanded. Proclaiming his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again, we celebrate with this bread and this cup his one perfect and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Christ
is the
us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father, in songs of never-ending praise.
Blessed be your honor and glory and power, by yours forever. Amen.
So as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body.
Lord, we will share in one bread.
We come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith. We thank you. stay seated to sing the First Communion hymn, Holy Spirit, Come.
Steve is a Queenslander from Toowoomba, so he's returning home.
and we hope that Glenda will soon get a home here too. The clergy of the Sunshine Coast Deanery are very welcoming and supportive of each other. Our deanery extends from Gympie to Noosa, down the coast and hinterland to Biwa, and we enjoy getting together for meetings in different parts of our region. As they join us here, we wish Stephen and Glenda God's richest blessings in their ministry in this parish. Our support and prayers will be with them. We have some special guests tonight who would like to represent their community and come and speak. And first of all, I invite Norm Jensen from the Lions Club to come and speak.
Thank you. When I arrived tonight, the parish wardens have asked me tonight to welcome Reverend Steve and Glenda on behalf of the wider community. So it's with great pleasure to thank you both for answering God's call to join this great community, and I know that you will both be a welcome member of this community. May God bless and keep you both as you go about his work amongst us. Encouraged by the words from Joshua referred to by Bishop Jeremy in his sermon tonight, and the gospel we have always heard tonight. Thank you. Welcome.
It's now Brian Mendrum from the United Church.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
On behalf of the Uniting Church at Kiwana Waters, and all the churches, I'm sure, in the area here, I'd like to welcome Reverend Steve and Glenda. And I know that it'll be a wonderful time for you, exciting to live in the coast. And so, it's great to have you. Good to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would you all please stand?
Of course, you're all invited to stay around afterwards for some supper, a cup of tea and coffee, an opportunity to get to meet Steve and Glenda, and also to meet the Archdeacon and Area Dean and members of the deanery and others around the place. So please stay after the service. As we go out, we shouldn't pray for easy lives. We should pray to be stronger people living for the living of life. So don't pray for ministry or mission that is equal to your gifts or talents or treasure. Instead, pray for the gifts, talent and treasure that you need to meet the mission or ministry that is before you. Because when you pray this way, when any mission is accomplished or ministry undertaken, it will not be the miracle. Instead, you will be the miracle. And every day you shall wonder at the grace, the mercy, the power and the love that has come from God through you into the world. And so remembering that, may the blessing of God, Father, Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you in this place and wherever you go, now and always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.